Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So this Black Friday, it's a thing, eh? It's a real thing, and it's almost here. It seems it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger exponentially.
Well, that's because it is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Take the country's biggest, talking about big online retailer, Takealot. That's by a long shot. Mm-hmm. The company imported the Black Friday concept in 2011, so they claim to being the first South African retailer to bring Black Friday here. I don't know if we should thank them or not. But that year, 2011, their sales amounted to R1 million on that day, right?
Okay.
Following year, trebled, 3 million. By 2015, consumer spend on Black Friday it was 17 million. Last year, it was 56 million.
What?
We're talking Black Friday.
Insane numbers.
And this year, Takealot founder and CEO Kim Reid predicts that their takings will be anything between 90 million and 130 million.
Huh.
So let's call it 100 million from 1 million 6 years ago on this day. It seems to be more than a day these days.
It does seem to be more than one day now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the Friday, which is next Friday, the 24th, remains the biggest spend fest. Predictably now, though, retailers are wanting to stretch it out. Why benefit from just one day's huge spike? So they're referring it to the Black Friday period or Black Friday week. I even heard an ad on East Coast. I'm sure it was East Coast. Black Friday month. Yeah. You know, so but the day, the Black Friday itself is, you know, going to remain the biggest spike. So in 24 November.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever next Friday is, I think it's the 24th. In 2015, ABSA reported that card spend on that Black Friday increased by 81% compared to the average day throughout the year.
That is insane.
So you can imagine 2 years on this year what that spike's going to look like. So Black Friday is a particularly big day for online retailers because huge numbers of consumers make their first foray into online shopping on Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So it's huge. It may be because they can do so in their PJs at the last minute when the mood comes upon them, you know, if they want it, 1 minute past midnight, and get the best deals. According to Zando's Grant Brown, he's the MD, and Zando being South Africa's biggest online fashion retailer, they're all making their claims, 30% of those who shopped on Zando last Black Friday were new customers.
That's quite a bit,
almost a third. It is very significant. Interestingly, those first timers opt for COD as a payment method. So they want to get the stuff first before they pay because they feel safest doing that way. They're a bit distrustful of this online thing. Mm-hmm. But by their third or fourth purchase, they switch to credit card or EFT. So it's really interesting stuff going on in the online space. This Black Friday, Takealot's Kim Reid says 15,000 products will be discounted, mostly 60% off the normal price tag, and some prices as much as 70 or 80% off. I'm going to get to this whole percentage off thing in a bit.
Okay.
So for Takealot, Black Friday actually kicks off this coming Monday, the 20th, with app-only exclusive deals going through to Bonanza Day on the 24th, through the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, and then just for good measure, Takealot Tuesday. So you can talk. There's the stretch I'm talking about.
Okay.
Zando's Black Friday period, they call it the period, the Black Friday period. Their specials also kick off early next week. Shoes are the most popular purchase among mainly women customers. You know why?
Ask this.
Because women know their shoe sizes and they tend to be uniform across brands. Whereas, you know, one brand size 34 was another brand
quite
size
right.
32. So people feel more comfortable doing that.
Quite right. And I'm getting upset now. I can't find anything in a 34 that fits me anymore. And I'm like, guys, get your sizes.
No, the sizing's gone mad.
It's just crazy.
It's shrunk, hey?
Yeah.
No, I have that problem too. So get this, Darren. Last Black Friday, they sold 500 pairs of a pair of flat black sandals in an hour, and that's when stock actually ran out. So they could have actually gone on a bit. They discounted this pair from 200 Rand to 70 Rand.
Okay.
So, yeah. So the people who get the most out of Black Friday, and here's the Consumer Watch bit, are the ones that have a strategy. They know long in advance what they want to buy, mm-hmm. and more importantly, they know what it usually sells for. So whether they're going into the store to do battle there on Good Friday because they don't have a choice, or whether they are going online to do it, they ignore all the hype. They don't allow themselves to be distracted by the pick me, such as the massively discounted shoes or whatever that they spot while they're browsing, whether it's in a store or online. If you know what something usually sells for, you won't fall for an overstated discount. That's 80% off that actually isn't 80% off. And I've got a perfect example of an advertised saving calculated in a way that consumers probably wouldn't calculate it.
Oh, really? Tell me.
You have to wait, Darren.
Okay.
Just a few minutes.
Consumer Watch with Wayne Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
So you're going to see a lot of this on Black Friday, discounted by 30%, 60%, 80%. But how do they calculate that? How do we know it's a percent?
Okay, Darren, between friends.
Yes.
If I said that a product sale price, say, was a 30% saving, what price would you assume that that was calculated on? The price that the product was immediately before that promo, or the price it was 5 months ago?
Well, it must be the most recent price.
Well, surely. You'd think, but no, that's not the way retailers think. Hold that thought while I tell you Maurice's, Dezetos' recent experience at Clicks. So he spotted an advert for a Philips shaver. Its price, electric shaver, its price of 489 Rand was marked as 30% off, which he called misleading because he'd seen the identical shaver advertised on their website for 559 with no mention of that being a promotional price. So, for a 30% saving, he said the price should have been 392 instead of 489, or the advert should have said a 13% saving of 70 Rand. So anyway, he said that 30% thing was misleading. It's actually 17 or 13%, so I asked Click to comment. The product's original price was $6.99, I was told, and that's what they used to calculate that 30% saving. But listen to how that price... That shaver's price actually fluctuated in the same retail outlet. Original price $6.99, last Christmas $5.59. Then from May to June this year, its price was $4.39 on an online promotion. June it was back to $6.99, back to $5.59 in July, down to $4.44 in October, and on it went. So when advertising pricing, the saving is always calculated off the original price of the products. Clicks told me, not the most recent price.
But so keep in mind that if it says 30% off, it's 30% off what the best sell point that they could
have. The highest price that was listed price. So I think for consumers that is misleading. But there again, that's what I keep saying. If you know the price of a product, you've been tracking it and you've done your homework, you're not going to get caught by this inflated, what we would think is an inflated price.
Gotcha.
Okay, I've got to go quickly. Can I just say one more thing? I know we're out of time, but Consumer Protection Act applies to Black Friday sales if they're defective. Okay, it's just because you bought it on a sale. If it goes wrong within 6 months, you still have the right of a to return it for your choice of a refund, replacement, or repair. Right, but if it's not defective, nobody has to, no retailer, online or otherwise, Black Friday or otherwise, doesn't have to take it back at all, okay? All right. So there are some Black Friday sales where they won't take it back if there's nothing wrong with it, and you need to know that before you buy, and others will take them back. So read the terms and conditions is what I'm saying. Okay.
Thank you, Wendy Nola. And of course, you'll have your Black Friday tips, the do's and don'ts.
The blog's already sent. It should be up.
All right.
Yeah, very soon.
Look for it on ecr.co.za under Consumer Watch. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Dan.